Expectation by Anna Hope. Read by Vinette Robinson. You do not solve the problem or question of motherhood. You enter, at whatever risk, into its space. Jacqueline Rose, Mothers, an Essay on Love and Cruelty. London Fields, 2004. It is Saturday, which is market day. It is late spring or early summer. It is mid-May, and the dog roses are in bloom in the tangled garden at the front of the house. It is still early, or early for the weekend, not yet 9 o'clock, but Hannah and Kate are up already. They do not speak much to each other as they take turns at the kettle, making toast and tea. The sun slants into the room, lighting the shelves with the haphazard pans, the recipe books, the badly painted walls. When they moved in here 2 years ago, they vowed to repaint the dreadful salmon colour of the kitchen, but they never got around to it. Now they like it. Like everything in this shabby, friendly house, it feels warm. Upstairs, Lissa sleeps. She rarely rises before noon on the weekends. She has a job in a local pub, and often goes out after work. A party at a flat in Dalston, one of the dives off Kingsland Road, or further afield, in the artist studios of Hackney Wick. They finish their toast and leave Lissa to sleep on, taking their faded canvas shopping bags from the rack on the back of the door and going out into the bright morning. They turn left and then right into Broadway Market, where the stalls are just getting set up. This is their favourite time, before the crowds arrive. They buy almond croissants from the baker at the top of the road. They buy strong cheddar and a goat's cheese covered with ash. They buy good tomatoes and bread. They buy a newspaper from the huge pile outside the Turkish off-license. They buy 2 bottles of wine for later. Rioja. Always Rioja. They know nothing about wine, but they know they like Rioja. They amble further down the road to the other stalls, looking at the knick-knacks and second-hand clothes. Outside the pubs there are people, in the manner of London markets, already clutching pints at 9 o'clock. Back in the house, they lay out the food on the table in the kitchen, make a heroic pot of coffee, put on some music, and open the window out onto the park, where the grass is filling with small clusters of people. Every so often, one of those people will look up towards the house. They know what the person is thinking. How do you get to live in a house like that? How do you get to live in a 3-story Victorian townhouse on the edge of the best park in London? Luck is how. A friend of a friend of Lissa's offered her a room, and then, during the same year, 2 more rooms came up, and now they live in it together, the 3 of them. In all but deed, the house is theirs. There is an agent somewhere in the far reaches of Stamford Hill, but they have a strong suspicion he does not know what is happening to the area, as their rent has remained stable for the last 2 years. They have a pact not to ask for anything, not to complain about the peeling lino or the stained carpets. These things do not matter, not when a house is so loved. Sometime around 11, Lissa wakes and wanders downstairs. She drinks a pint of water and holds her head, then takes her coffee to the steps outside and rolls a cigarette and enjoys the morning sun, which is just starting to warm the lowest of the stone steps. When coffee has been drunk and cigarettes smoked and morning has become afternoon, they take plates and food and blankets out into the park, where they lie in the dapple shade of their favourite tree. They eat their picnic slowly. Hannah and Kate take turns to read the paper. Lissa shades her eyes with the arts pages and groans. A little later on, they open the wine and drink it, and it is easy to drink. The afternoon deepens. The light grows viscous. The chatter in the park increases. This is their life in 2004 in London Fields. They work hard. They go to the theatre. They go to galleries. They go to the gigs of friends' bands. They eat Vietnamese food in the restaurants on Mare Street and...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?